Moving out. From the family room, a man hands out box after box, his half of their dishes, records, and books, to friends who are helping him leave his wife. He will miss the way she nurtures each rose in her garden, the way she caresses the keys of her piano, the way she loves this house. But he can no longer live in this house, which confines him increasingly, like the locked metal box made for Houdini. No exit, no keys. He has searched for an answer in therapy and books, one that would bloom overnight like a rose, one that would free him to stay with his wife. He was not a bad husband, nor she a bad wife. They were just two college kids with the dream of a house, maybe a little girl, they could call her Rose. Perhaps a big picture window with a flower box and a cozy library for all of their books. To have a house of their own with two sets of keys seemed like the path to maturity, as if having those keys could unlock the secrets of being husband and wife. Things only guessed at from reading books about a hero and heroine with a castle for a house. Their disappointment leaked from some Pandora's box in their hearts, swelling in volume until it rose to blot out the beauty of each blood-red rose and muffle the music from the ivory keys. The man went to the gym to work out in box, hoping to reduce tension between him and his wife. She tried cooking fancy meals, redecorating the house, and buying him records and gadgets and books. When all seemed in vain, they balanced their checkbooks and stayed up nights talking until the sun rose about where they'd gone wrong, who'd get the house, and the fun on their honeymoon in the Florida Keys. They cried about not being husband and wife, and how the house for the man had turned into a box. Now, box by box, he is closing the books on this life with the wife who loves the rose, this life handed over with his keys to the house.